Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, The Atrocities of King Kamsa. This chapter describes how Kamsa, following the advice of his demoniac friends, considered persecution of small children to be very diplomatic. After Vasudev bound himself with iron shackles, as before, all the doors of the prison house closed by the influence of Yoga Maya, who then began crying as a newborn child. This crying awakened the doorkeepers, who immediately informed Kamsa that a child had been born to Devaki. On hearing this news, Kamsa appeared with great force in the maternity room, and in spite of Devaki's pleas that the child be saved, the demon forcibly snatched the child from Devaki's hands and dashed the child against a rock. Fortunately for Kamsa, however, the newborn child slipped away from his hands, rose above his head, and appeared as the eight-armed form of Durga. Durga then told Kamsa, "The enemy you contemplate has taken birth elsewhere. Therefore, your plan to persecute all the children will prove futile." According to the prophecy, the eighth child of Devaki would kill Kamsa. And therefore, when Kamsa saw that the eighth child was a female and heard that his so-called enemy had taken birth elsewhere, he was struck with wonder. He decided to release Devaki and Vasudev, and he admitted therefore before them the wrongness of his atrocities, falling at the feet of Devaki and Vasudev. He begged their pardon, tried to convince them that because the events had taken place were destined to happen, they should not be unhappy for having killed so many of their children, for his having killed so many of their children. Devaki and Vasudev, being naturally very pious, immediately excused Kamsa for his atrocities, and Kamsa, after seeing that his sister and brother-in-law were happy, returned to his home. The end of the story. Any other questions? See, it had a happy ending. That was a little bit more well. After the night passed, however, Kamsa called for his ministers, informed them of all that had happened. The ministers, who were all demons, advised Kamsa that because his enemy had taken birth somewhere else, all the children within the past 10 days in the villages within Kamsa's kingdom should be killed. So who's Kamsa's ministers? Could anyone name some of his ministers? Putana, yes. She is the one female in the... Anyone else? What's that? Bakasura, Agasura, Trinivarta. There's a whole... superstars. What's that? Although the demigods always feared Kamsa, they should not be treated leniently, since they were enemies. Kamsa should try his best to uproot their existence. The demoniac ministers further advised that Kamsa and the demons continue their enmity towards Vishnu, because Vishnu is the original person among all the demigods. The Brahmanas, the cows, the Vedas, austerity, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, faithfulness and mercy are among the different parts of the body of Vishnu, who is the origin of all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Therefore, the ministers advise the demigods, the saintly persons, the cows, and the Brahmins should be systematically persecuted. Strongly advised in this way by his friends, the demoniac ministers, Kamsa, approved of their instructions and considered it beneficial to be envious of the Brahmanas. Following Kamsa's orders, therefore, the demons began committing their atrocities all over Brajabhumi. Text 1. Sri Shukavacha. Vaihir antak pura dwara Sarva Purva Vad Avrita. Tato Bala Danim Shutva. Griha Pala Samutita. Sri Shukavacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Bahir Antakpura Dwara. The doors inside and outside the house. Sarva.
All.
Purva Vat. Like before. Avrita. Closed. Tata. Thereafter. Bala. Davim. Crying of the newborn child. Shudva. Hearing. Griha Pala. All the inhabitants of the house. Especially the doorman. Samudita. Awakened. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King Parikshit, the doors inside and outside the house closed as before. Thereafter, the inhabitants of the house, especially the watchmen, heard the crying of the newborn child and thus awakened from their beds. Purport. The activities of yoga maya are distinctly visible in this chapter, in which Devaki and Vasudev excuse Kamsa for his many devious, atrocious activities. And Kamsa becomes repentant and falls at their feet. Before the awakening of the watchman and the others in the prison house, many other things happen. Krishna was born and transferred to the home of Jasoda in Gokula. The strong doors open and again close. And Vasudev resumed his former condition of being shackled. The watchmen, however, could not understand all this. They awakened only when they heard the crying of the newborn child, Yogamaya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura has remarked that the watchmen were just like dogs. At night, the dogs in the street act like watchmen. If one dog barks, many other dogs immediately follow it by barking. Although the street dogs are not appointed by anyone to act as watchmen, they think they are responsible for protecting the neighborhood, and as soon as someone unknown enters it, they all begin to bark. Both Yogamaya and Mahamaya act in all material activities. Prakrite, Kriyamanani, Gunai, Karmani, Sarvashaha. But although the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under the Supreme Lord's direction, Maya Dakshena Prakriti, Suyate Satcharacharam, dog-like watchmen such as politicians and diplomats think that they are protecting their neighborhoods from the dangers of the outside world. These are the actions of Maya. But one who surrenders to Krishna is relieved other protection afforded by the dogs and dog-like guardians of this material world. Namo Vishnu Vraya, Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King Parikshit, the doors inside and outside the house closed as before. Therefore, the inhabitants of the house, especially the watchmen, heard the crying of the newborn child that's awakened from their beds. 2 points mentioned. One is that yoga, maya, and mahamaya are the same person. Therefore, there's no difference between them, except for how they act. Just like we're one person, and when we're dealing with our friends, our real friends, we act one way. Hopefully it's nice. And when we deal with our not-so-friends or enemies, we act in a completely different way, but still we're the same person. But we have different energies. So Yogamaya and Mahamaya are the same person, and they're not schizophrenic. She's not schizophrenic. She's quite intelligent and sane. Shristi, Shristi, Pralaya Sadam, Shakta Eka, because she is the direct energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although in her form of yoga, of Mahamaya, she has a very, not such a pleasant service to do for Krishna. But still she does it. But she does it discreetly. In other words, she's not looking for attention. She's not looking for a service award from Krishna. According to the Bhagavatam, that, what is that? That when Vyasadeva was in meditation, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he saw him in his plenary portion, and in the backside he saw Maya, who was taking care of the living entities. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apaisha purusham puranam maya cha tad apashayam. So bhakti yogena manasi. When we link our consciousness with Krishna, then we can understand the difference between when Yogamaya is acting to cover us so we don't understand Krishna at all, we forget Krishna. And when Yogamaya is covering us, we remember Krishna, but we forget his divinity to some extent. Same energy, just like electricity can use to heat something or to cool it. In an air condition, it's used to cool something. But actually it's the same energy, because when it's cooling the air, it's taking the heat from the air and throwing it out some other way. And when it's warming something, then it's taking the air, part of it is being warmed, and part of it, because it's taking the heat and warming the air, therefore, well, anyway, that's what it does, the heater. Because actually the heater is getting the energy from the electricity or from the other sources of heat like gas or something. In any case, that same electricity is being utilized to cool something or to heat it, but it's the same electricity. Now, why is Maya acting? Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunte Prakriti Jangunan Karna Guna Sangosya Sad Asad Yona Janmisu. The living entity thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to association with those modes, and thus he meets with good and evil amongst the various species. So in other words, our desire brings us into association with the material nature, and then we choose. It's just like you enter into a restaurant. Now, why did you enter into a restaurant? Generally, people enter into a restaurant so they can get something to eat. Just like when Arjuna drew his chariot and up to the armies of both parties, the question is, why did Arjuna want to do that? Why did he come there? Oh, actually, the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveda Yutsavaha, Mamekam Pandavaischaiva, Kema Kuravata Sanjaya. Why did Dhritarashtra is asking, why do they all assemble on this battlefield? What were they going to do? Well, of course, what are they going to do? They have millions of people assembled with weapons. What are they going to do? Sit down and have a picnic? What are they? What was he expecting? Of course, they're coming. They went all that arrangement to fight. Obviously, what they're going to do is fight. See, only if you go into a restaurant, it's understood. If you have any money at all, you're going to eat. So, if we come to the material world. Why did anyone come to the material world except for a few liberated souls to try to imitate Krishna? as the so-called enjoyer and controller. So as soon as we come to the material world, and naturally material nature will offer us different opportunities. Just like when you go into a restaurant, then there's a menu, and you can choose from the menu. And if you don't like that menu, then you go to another restaurant, find another menu. So similarly, we've come here, we have a choice. One from column A, the mode of goodness, two from column 2, the mode of passion, and 15 from the mode of ignorance. So in the different ages, we have different menus. Satya Yuga, it's hard to find anything in the mode of ignorance. But if you're looking hard, you'll find it. They'll make a special preparation for you in Satya Yuga, pure ignorance, if you want. And in Kali Yuga, it's hard to find a menu, a restaurant that's serving out goodness. And even if they say they're serving out goodness in Kali Yuga, it's actually adulterated. They're throwing in a little extra passion, ignorance into it. To make the client happy, of course. Because no one enjoys goodness in Kali Yuga. So in the same way, the material nature that we're involved in Kali Yuga mainly used to be passion, degrading into ignorance, we can expect what's going to happen. Now, people are thinking that they have a means. Materana Krishne Paratakshatova Vitopi Padyeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvana. People are not very happy in Kali Yuga, if you've noticed, except for the billboards. Only on the billboards and the advertisements are people smiling. When we were on Harinam yesterday, I saw even the one child was riding, his big brother was on a bike, and he was riding through the bike. And he's like, maybe he was 10 years old, and he looked like he was in hell. Now he's just gotten out of school, I think. He should have been blissful. But he looked like he was in hell. He was worried about the world. He probably read the newspapers and was probably fasting for the people in the Ukraine or something. So people are overwhelmed by the modes of material nature. But that's because they're sinful. They have so many solutions, Materana Krishne, Pataksatova. They have so many solutions, but the only solution they don't take is chanting Hare Krishna. Some people do. I mean, a few people around here that I see were chanting Hare Krishna. But for the rest of them, they think, well, at least in Slovenia, they just think we're a bunch of crazy people. Nice, crazy people. They're not threatening. The Hare Krishnas aren't threatening. But they don't, hardly anyone chants Hare Krishna with us because they don't think it has any value. Materana Krishne Pataksotova. They don't put their minds on Krishna because they don't see any reason to. And sometimes when we're in Harinam, we get distracted too and we find it hard to put our minds back on Krishna. It's hot out here. People aren't buying any books. I don't see any people. Is this really going to benefit the trees and the grass? Is that why I'm out here suffering? So people have no reason. They don't see any reason to fix their mind. But they're trying. Their minds are wandering how to figure out to solve all their problems. They're on the internet, they have this chat, GPT, you ask it anything. And it gives you an answer, but whether it's the correct answer or another, that's another thing. It In any case, people are looking for answers, how to become free from misery, how to become happy, how to become secure. They're looking for answers, but ChatGPT will probably not tell you. Stop eating meat, please. Stop killing cows. That's the answer for your material miseries. Stop taking intoxication. Get rid of the misery you get from killing animals and having illicit sex. And stop speculating that you're going to get something for nothing in the material world. It doesn't work. It's impossible. So, as Prabhupada once said when they were having an election in America, they're advertising, America needs Nixon now. Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter who you elect, you're going to get the same karma anyhow. Whoever you elect, the only difference is one party will pick your left pocket, and the other one will pick your right pocket. They're all a bunch of thieves. Just a question, who's going to steal from you? That's all. That's your free choice. Someone's going to have to give you reactions for your sinful activities. You can choose. That's all. But they can't change anything. Andaya tandira upigayamanas te pisha tantra rudami vada. Because they're blind, they're never going to tell you how to get out of your problems. Because they don't know themselves. They're themselves, according to the Bhagavatam. Swavid vrahostra karar samstuta purusha pashu yakarna patiyopeta jatu namaga gadagarja. If one is a big animal, it doesn't mean he has more intelligence than the little animals. He's just a bigger animal. Because we don't like to hear that. We have hope. This protest will do something. They've discovered who's actually the heads of the Illuminati. Whatever. They've discovered now our problems are solved. No, nothing has changed. They have this investigation, that exposure. Who shot Kennedy? Who shot his brother? Who shot Malcolm X? Who shot so many different personalities? But everything goes on exactly the same way as it was before. Nothing changes. Because it can change as long as people are sinful, or if people become pious, then they'll get pious reactions. If they're sinful, they'll get sinful reactions. The only thing that will change is what their activities are. But they don't know what to do. The Tevidu Swartha Katimhi Vishnu. As a matter of fact, in Kali Yuga, it is said, Pravitim Cha Nivritim Cha. Actually, that's true also. Pravitim cha nirittim cha jana navidur asura nasocham napichachiro nasatyam teshu vidyate. They don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor truthfulness, nor proper behavior is found in them. And what's the real problem? Asatyam apratishtam te jagara horanishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kemayat kamahai tukam. They say that the world is unreal, it has no foundation, it has no God in control, it is produced of sex desire, and has no other cause than lust. So let me know of a politician in Kali Yuga, even in Slovenia, that's saying, my dear fellow citizens, I've discovered the problem is that we don't believe in Krishna. We don't follow his instructions. So from now on, every citizen... The now law in Slovenia is that every citizen must follow the Bhagavad Gita or you'll be punished. Have you ever heard a politician say that? No, they promise so many things. But they're all in ignorance. They don't know, they themselves are blind. They don't know why they're suffering. So how can they help anyone else? Yes, you'll get your chance. No, you'll get your chance later. Okay, you go ahead. If it must be really important. Give her the microphone.
Like we're talking about politicians. We have this prime
minister. Yes, speaking to the microphone.
Yeah, prime minister of India. He was. I was watching this video on YouTube. He was glorifying ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada, and he also came to Radha Parsati Temple in Delhi. And I saw him on several occasions. He glorifies. Actually, one of the things he said that because he was doing this world tour, and I think he visited some of our ISKCON temples in some Western country, and he...
Yeah, yes, anyhow. It's like when Prabhupada met that man who was... on the morning walk one time, Prabhupada was walking, and he was introduced to one Indian gentleman. This is on the walk of the... he was walking on the lotus building, the long building. It was called the long building. Is introduced to one man, and he said, "This is Mr. Patel. He's very pious. He owns factories." So Prabhupada said, "Thank you very much, Mr. Patel, for coming on the walk. What does your factory produce?" So the man said, "It produces glass." And then Prabhupada asked the man, "Well, where does glass come from?" And the man said, "It comes from sand." "And where does sand come from?" "It comes from Bhagavan." So Prabhupada said, "Oh, so you're stealing from Bhagavan." And the man became embarrassed and disappeared till the end of the walk, and he came up to Prabhupada again and said, Swamiji, I want to tell you that I give in charity." So Prabhupada's eyebrows raised up and said, "Oh, so you're a little thief." So these politicians, if you're in India and there's millions of people who are followers of some religion, then you pretend that you're also in agreement with them, because that's where you get your votes. So you show up, and everyone says, he's one of us. But what does he do for the rest of the day? If you invite him to a Kali temple, he'll go to the Kali temple. You invite him to the Muslim mosque, he'll go there too, wherever he's going to get a vote. He may be a little bit more pious, so he's a little thief instead of a big one. But what has he changed, India? Is by his political maneuvering, people are following the regular principles in India? They're chanting Hare Krishna? The mic.
The verse is that India is exporting beef in the Western countries.
And leather.
Beef.
Big leather.
This is the worst of all, actually.
Yeah, so it's, India is number one in intoxication, alcohol, killing cows and exploiting leather, especially leather. So what has he done? The next one will come along and do the exact same thing. He'll come and visit the Hare Krishna temple too. Even Indira Gandhi visited the Hare Krishna temple. They all do the same thing. They may be a little bit more pious. He was so-called brahmachari. But I don't know. Many of them. We hope that one day there'll actually be enough devotees to elect an actual devotee as a leader. But the result will be that they'll stop eating meat. They'll stop taking intoxication. They'll start following Bhagavad Gita. Instead of showing it and talk about, "Give me your vote." Vote for me. So the point is that the only way to changing the world is the people who believe that Krishna is God and take it seriously, to follow his instructions. And then there'll be a change in the world. Otherwise, we can't expect any change for the better, because Kali Yuga means the people who are controlling now, the big animals want to make destroy the world. We're at the Etam Drishtim Avashtavya Nashtatmano Nabudaya Pravatnugra Karmana Shaya Jagatohita. Because they don't believe, none of them believe in Krishna really. And therefore all their activities are meant to destroy the world. They're controlling the newspapers, the radio, the educational system, the government, the police force, and they're all bringing people to darker and darker ignorance. Whatever influence the great personalities like Jesus Christ had, or Lord Muhammad, or other representatives of Krishna, they're trying to destroy whatever influence they had, or have in modern society. And therefore the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement, which is not a great hope right now. If I had a bet on who's going to win the Hare Krishna movement at this present moment, or the demons, because I'm favoring the Hare Krishna movement, but it doesn't look like we're on top right now. Yeah, this big giant, the demons, and this little tiny kid, put up your dukes, I'm going to knock you out. So we're quite small, which is probably good, because otherwise they would knock us out. We're so insignificant. But we have to understand that if we want to do good for ourselves and we want to do for others, there's nothing better than trying to chant Hare Krishna and Hare Nam. There's no better activity. There's nothing better we can do to help ourselves or to help anyone else than to chant Hare Krishna and to do it as often as possible, which Hare Nam has the opportunity to do it. This Padyatra. So it's not an ordinary event that, you know, people who go to football games or soccer games, people who go into concerts, the Hare Krishnas go out in the street and they jump up and down. So they can come back at night and eat a lot of prasadam. No, it's a lot more deeper than that. And that what we're doing is much more valuable than whatever politician or any movie star or any sports hero or any philosopher or any educator can possibly imagine. And that will be revealed to us in the course of time, the value of what we're doing, if we keep on doing it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I would just like to ask, when you mentioned that Hare Krishna movement is like the only hope for the world, so I would just like to ask, like individuals, how can, what are like the main guidelines for each individual so that we are working on that way, that we are increasing like the chance of Hare Krishna movement. So what's like some most important guidelines to follow for each individual in this important movement? I would just like to ask for some advices in that way.
Yeah. Chant Hare Krishna without offense. Enter under yoga maya, under Krishna's internal energy, and then Krishna will give the intelligence what to do. So whatever it takes to chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, that will increase our ability to understand how to engage others in the same activity. There's no special trick, except for being ecstatic. If you go on book distribution, one may, for instance, figure out some technique to get people to stop and maybe take a book. It may work a couple of times. Then afterwards, as soon as we get proud, I've gotten the technique, then it doesn't work anymore. Only when we actually surrender to Krishna, keep on surrendering to Krishna, does it work. Does Krishna keep on giving intelligence and make the arrangements to send the people who are actually receptive to try to figure out how to change a person who's unreceptive is a waste of time. You can't do it. People who are blind and want to be blind, it's supposed that it's easy to wake someone up who's asleep, but if someone's actually awake but pretending to be asleep, it's very hard to wake them up. So we have to pray Krishna sends us the right people and gives us the right intelligence so we can act as an instrument. Otherwise, we don't have any special power to do anything outside of Krishna's mercy. We can hardly get out of bed in the morning. But to speak of saving the world. Anything else? All right. Thank you very much. Grantharishma Bhagavatam Kijai.